Philadelphia College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. What's up, everybody? I'm really glad to be back again this week. It's my favorite time of the week, as always. I'm really excited to have whoever you are listening in, so thank you. We're going to kick it off with one of my favorite songs to just kind of get me amped. It's a really good one. It's Welcome to ...Ellipses, otherwise known as, by Origami Angel off of their album Somewhere City. Hope you enjoy. Let's get it kicking. Isn't that just a great opening? I love that song in part because it's got this great crescendo at the end, and then it's got the freaking the drum and the guitar all ripping at once towards the end of the song. It's just, you feel alive, you feel like you're running, and it's just an amazing feeling. I can't, words fail to describe it. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but it's a good song. Anyways, it's a cold and it's a wintry day. You know, it's weird. It was like last week it was warm and sunny, and now I'm wearing a cardigan. It's cold out, and it's just, it's a weird kind of time on campus and in Easton as the weather begins to change. And I hope you guys are all doing well out there. This next song is one of my favorites. It reminds me a lot of summer. It's a tune that both my parents love. They actually got to see the Stardust in person a couple years ago before the pandemic really hit. And this is Radioland by Ashley McBride off of her album Girl Going Nowhere. Hope you enjoy.
Drive and listen all the way to Watertown. Mama kept police playing in the kitchen, turned up just a little too loud. Daddy was a rock star riding on a tractor, listening to Townsman's Ale.
It's just a good little fun loving song. I really like that one in part. Really like Radioland in part because it's just like, it reminds me of summer. It reminds me of going on road trips, and it's a song that's best played with the windows down, going really fast, and you know, just vibing. It's awesome. It gets me fired up. So it's a great song. Big fan. Up next is another cool song I really like. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Glass Animals recently as I've been spending a lot of late nights in a Copian, grinding out controls, grinding out Senior Design. It's just been a matter of like, you know, I need to listen to an album and it's got to be my album of the class. And so my heat transfer, forgot to mention that one, my heat transfer album has been Dreamland by Glass Animals. And so we've heard it now the past couple of weeks, a lot of Glass Animals, and we're going to listen to another one of their songs. It's also incredibly loud by Glass Animals, off of their album Dreamland. Hope you enjoy. another great song. There's something about that and that song in particular, or where it's just, it feels kind of like mystic, and you don't know necessarily what to expect, but you feel like the next song in the album is just going to be like this crazy kind of radical thing. And then what's fun about it is that the next song is actually a more of like a spoken word piece, where it's a recording of a home video of one of the artists from the band. So it's just, it's awesome. It's a really neat album, and that was Dreamland by Glass Animals. So I highly recommend checking it out. Up next, I've been really listening to a lot of Kid Cudi recently. I found Kid Cudi last December. I know he's a very popular artist. I just was living under a rock. And I started listening to him last December when we were home, and it was the first kind of like snowstorm that we had in a while. And so I was out shoveling the snow when his new album Man on the Moon 3, The Chosen, dropped. And I remember like looking through the album, and I'm like, I don't know any of these artists that are featured. I don't really know him. I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy it. And I got a text from one of my friends, Chidi Wampa, and he's like, hey, check this out. I think you'll like the album. I know you're not really into this kind of stuff, but just listen, give it a shot. And I was like, okay. And I looked through and I was like, I don't know. But I found this song that we're gonna play next, which is Loving Me featuring Phoebe Bridgers. And this is really where my love affair with Kid Cudi started, because I like started listening to it and I'm like, oh, he's the real deal. This is sick. So this is Loving Me featuring Phoebe Bridgers. I hope you enjoy.
Hope you listen. It's been centuries, is what it seems to me. I've been on this road, my eyes glisten as I stare at God. I know he's all I got. Our past don't matter, babe. I'm much stronger and by much farther. So overseas, finally see. I'll keep on climbing, riding the lightning, and I am sure. At times I really didn't show. What's wrong with me? Wrong with me? I tell myself I cannot grow without loving me, loving me. This is just the hell that lives inside. Tell me now, when to please be my guide.
I've been going circles, reoccurring dreams, talking. Sleep, then I'm floating up to the surface. I can finally breathe. I could do anything, and I don't know why. It's alright, and it's not at the same time. Then I look up at the sky, and I know.
At times I really didn't show what's wrong with me. Wrong with me. I tell myself I cannot.
Another kind of like, I don't know, I don't like using the word mystical, but like mystical tune, where it's like you're listening to it and there's clearly this emotion in Kid Cudi's voice, and you hear it and it's just kind of like the sadness, and then you hear like Phoebe Bridgers come in and she's chilling, all of her music is chilling, and you hear her interlude come in and it's just like, oh, like this is so sad, but almost in kind of like a relaxing way. And so like I had mentioned, I first listened to that song while I was shoveling snow last December. And it was, I think it was December 6th or so, and it was just after my family had been through some stuff, and hearing that for the first time, I was like, oh, wow, this is, like, the real deal, and it's just a super cool song. Yeah, just a super cool song. Really big fan. Up next, it's very much not one of those sadder songs that we just listened to. This is a really happy song. One of the songs I'll listen to, and I'm just like, okay, I need to feel good right now because I am feeling good, and it's just a great song. This is Roller Coaster by the Bleachers off of their album Strange Desire. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm a huge Bleachers fan, and I'm super excited. I just found this out today that they're dropping a new EP tonight on Spotify, which has got some live studio recordings coming up that's going to drop from their album Take Sadness Out of Saturday Night that dropped over the summer, which, again, a huge fan of. But a couple of live recordings, not too shabby, especially because they will be it'll include a track featuring one of my favorite artists of all time, Bruce Springsteen, the Boss. Anyways, Roller Coaster by the Bleachers. Enjoy. See, a little bit more fun, kind of like a groovy kind of tune. You know, it just, like, when I listen to Roller Coaster, I, again, think of summer. A lot of my music, especially as we're kind of getting into the colder months, I'll try and listen to my winter or my summery music to kind of keep me going, especially, like, in the stretch we're in right now, where it's just, there's so much work. There's constant kind of, like, oh, there's a project here, there's a homework here, there's an exam here. Like, every Thursday, including tomorrow, every Thursday for the entire month of November, I have an exam, with the exception of Thanksgiving. Like, that's ludicrous. And so I've been trying to, like, listen to my happier music more, so that way I don't, like, fall into the swirling vortex of just work. Everyone does it differently. For me, it's like listening to music. Some people try and do their own kind of like groove. Some people work out if they have time, which is crazy to think about. Music's my therapy. So maybe that should be my tagline. Bud Light and Sunshine, music's my therapy. Up next, we've got a song that's different than Roller Coaster significantly. It's slower, a little bit more hopeful, but also a little bit sadder. I listened to this song first time end of January of 2021. It was actually one of my first days back on campus. I was listening to my Spotify Discover Weekly. If anyone's from Spotify is listening and saying, I just want to say, yo, shout out. Discover Weekly is awesome. And I was listening to the song as I was walking over to Fenning Alumni Center to kind of help run or like coordinate getting students through for their initial COVID testing. The first days back on campus, it just snowed a ton. And we're in this position where I'm like, I want to see all my friends and I want to say hi to them, but I can't give them hugs. And so it was really weird. And like, I was super excited to be back, but also super nervous. And so I listened to the song. And it's just a really kind of like weird, I'm just going to shut up and play it. It's a great song. I hope you enjoy it. And maybe you'll understand the vibes I'm trying to talk about. Just imagine winter walking on Lafayette's campus towards the gym and it's sunny out, but like cold as hell. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yet nothing in me sang, and now I'm behind again, because my bones won't align that way. Some other time, yeah. In I'm
me in my revolt.
See, I hope you can understand what I'm talking about now. Like, that song screams January. Like, it's the end of the holiday season. It's cold. And it feels gray. Constantly gray. But there's a level of hope. It's the beginning of a new year. It's the marking of a new time. And it's a hopeful song. And when I listened to that first, when I came back to school last spring, it was just, I don't know, it was one of those songs that helped get me going. Anyways. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is your DJ, Matt Post, listening to Bud Light and Sunshine. You know, not much sunshine today. It's pretty great. Actually, no, I just looked up. I looked up at the window in the basement here of Hoke Hall, and I got to see some sunlight. So there is a little bit of sun out. It feels gray. It's not gray, but it feels gray. That doesn't make sense. But anyways, this is a public service announcement that that tonight at 7 p.m., the Lafayette Leopards men's soccer team takes on the U.S. Army, the Black Knights, I believe, from West Point. They're going to be competing in the last regular season game of the year. And if they win, they go to the Lafayette Leopards will go to the playoffs and return to glory. So, go, 7 p.m., Metzger Field, be there, support your classmates, support your friends. It's going to be a great time, and I know for a fact my friend Will Echeverria will be laying some bodies on some Black Knights, so be there. Up next, we've got a great song, Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Enjoy.
Golden Hour.
That's another really good fall song I think about. That one just screams to me, like, the leaves changing and kind of, like, actually having a fall. Like, that's jean and flannel kind of weather music. We didn't really get much of that today. It kind of went from, like, solid, like, 65 degrees yesterday to, boom, 40 degrees in the morning. I know when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, it's really cold in my house. But that's how it goes. Who knows? Maybe Jerry will turn on the heat someday. I don't know. Up next, we've got a song that reminds me actually of the colder weather. This is Skin by Dijon. It's a really cool, interesting song. I think I talked about this last week when we played Nico's Red Truck by Dijon. But this song reminds me a lot of walking out of a Copian in December my sophomore year. I was in the middle of my ME210 project. I was building a little race car, and let's just say it was not going well. And this song is just kind of perfectly emblematic of, man, nothing's going well, and it's cold out, and I'm sad, and I just want to be with my boys, but I can't. But, you know, it's just the way it is. So, this is Skin by Dijon. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
See, like, it just, it's another kind of haunting song that reminds you of the cold, and just, that song really embodies the point of the semester where it's like, this is tough, this is hard, and you're just in it, and there's no real way to go past it, but it's just what it is. So, I don't know, I don't think I'm at that point yet. Man, I really hope I'm not. I think I got some control over the vortex right now. But you know, we're doing our best. We're in it, but we're trying our best. All right. Up next is another Bleachers song. This is off of their MTV Unplugged album, which I love. This is how I fell in love with the Bleachers. I remember listening to the song while I was cleaning my room, packing actually, to come to college in my sophomore fall. I was really excited. I was going into this thing called orientation for the first time. And I ended up finding these guys, and my younger sister, Mary, she had introduced me a little bit, but I was like, it's just one of Mary's dumb bands. There's no way I'm going to enjoy them. And I listened to them again on my Spotify Weekly Discover. Shout out Spotify. And I fell in love, like 100% fell in love. So this is I Miss Those Days, MTV Unplugged, Bleachers. Enjoy. It's a great song. Just like whatever you're doing, like close your computer unless you're listening to this, then exit out of your Facebook tab. Soon to be named Meta, isn't that weird? But just like take the song in and enjoy. It's a great, great song.
You ever talk about getting older? Like there's so much we haven't done yet. But some days I'm not here and I don't get dressed. So I curse my bedroom, but I've left it all alone. Cause all this time I'm run away gone. And everyone is changing, and stuff wants rearranging. I picked up a quarter and I just saw my face. But it's all coming back now, that the feeling isn't over. Hey, I know I was lost, but I missed those days. Days I sat on my sister's rooftop, watching our city burn into the night. I'm not sure that we were meant to survive, cause I was 16 in a van, driving myself to Florida. And part of me never left that seat, cause nights and weekends still working on a dream. But now everyone is changing, and storefronts carry weight now. I'm sorry that you saw me when I lost my way. But it's all coming back, yeah, and the feeling isn't over. Feels like everyone is changing, and storefronts carry weight now. I'm sorry that you saw me when I lost my way, but it's all coming back now, that the feeling isn't over. And I know I was lost, but I missed those days. I know I was lost, but I missed those days.
I'm talking la 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 everyone on the stage. Give a round of applause.
See, isn't it just an awesome song? Like, words fail to describe my love of the Bleachers. There's just no possible way for me to describe how much I love Jack Antonoff and that entire band. It's awesome. And I love, in particular, I mentioned this last week, I love live music. And so being able to have recorded live music, it like makes me feel like I'm sitting in this small auditorium watching one of my favorite bands play. And it's just, it's a cool kind of vibe. And in that song particular, I miss those days. It just reminds me a lot of like, yeah, you can never stop time. You never get another second. But it's just you can miss what's come before you, the experiences you've had. But you can also just recognize like the next great adventure is out there, which is just cool. Up next, we've got a song that I'm going to play two songs back to back, so you'll get a little break from my voice. First, we're going to be listening to Untitled No. 4 by the Avett Brothers, which is a cool song. It's off their album, The Third Gleam. It's a song that I listened to last fall for the first time. It was actually, I think, the first or second week of school, and I found this. They dropped the album out of nowhere for me, really. It's a great song. It's a fun little jig. Hope you enjoy. And then you're going to listen to Graceland 2 by Phoebe Briggers, which is going to be a little bit more chilling, but fits kind of the fall weather. And we're coming out of Halloween, so Phoebe Briggers is big skeleton energy. So, I don't know. Enjoy. Two songs, then you'll hear from me again. Enjoy.
Yeah. the girl home, but she's not going to. So she picks a direction, it's 90 in Memphis. Turns up the music so thoughts don't intrude. Predictably winds up. If he believed songs could come true, I'm asking for it. If they do, doesn't know what she wants or what she's gonna do. Rebel without a
two really interesting acoustic songs back to back. Untitled Number 4 is a fun, like I said, a fun jig. And then Graceland 2 is just a very a mystical kind of chilling ballad. Both acoustic in nature, but just I like that combination. I like that juxtaposition of kind of like this fun, like very content kind of song, and then this one where it's sad and almost like a funeral song. And that kind of represents both the Avett brothers and Phoebe Bridgers really well, where the Avett brothers do a lot of like fun musical kind of like upbeat kind of things, and Phoebe Bridgers is this very haunting, chilling artist. I don't know. There's something special about it. Anyways, this is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bud Light and Sunshine with your host, Matt Post. Up next, we've got a song that I really like. I mean, I like all these songs. I know I say it all the time. This is a song by Jimmy Buffett. This is actually a re-recording on one of his older songs, The Captain and the Kid. This is off of his album, Songs You Don't Know by Heart. He re-recorded these and released this album in 2020, and I found this last March. And I'm just, it kind of reignited an old love for Jimmy Buffett. So we're going to listen to this, and we're gonna listen to the story of The Captain and the Kid.
I never used to miss the chance to climb up on his knee and listen to the many tales of life upon the sea. We'd go back on Barkentines and talk of things he did. The world was just a day away for the captain and the kid. His world had
from sailing ships to wrecking mom's backyard. Never could adjust to land, although he tried so hard. We both were growing older, the wiser with our years. That's when I came to understand the course his heart still steers.
I like that song a lot, in part because it's this nice, it's this nice ballad. Jimmy basically tells us a story of someone who's a mentor in his life, or the speaker's life. I don't know. It's been a while since I took an English class that he had to rhetorically analyze a song, but it tells this really unique story of mentorship, and I just really like it. Up next is a song that I haven't listened to in a long time, but I recently found again. This is Devil Town by Bright Eyes. I first listened to this when I was in high school. I was really into Friday Night Lights, the TV show, and so it's the end of season one, right after spoilers. They win state. And it's just this awesome town of this awesome song of the town, like, recognizing the players for winning the state championship. And it's a cool bit, and this song's awesome. So we're gonna play that next, and let's rip it.
I was living in Devil Town. I didn't know it was Devil Town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the Devil Town. All my friends were vampires. I didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the Devil Town. Devil Town. I didn't know it was a
See, just another, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just in a chilling, kind of haunting mood today. Haunting song, but in the right context, it can be really cool. And it's a unique commentary, especially, like I mentioned in that Friday Night Lights, it's this unique commentary on kind of the relationship that the team has with the town, where once a team wins state championship, the town loves them. But when they don't win, the town hates them. So that's high school football in Texas for you. Up next, you got a song I found over the summer. Big fan of it. I listened to the song a lot when I was coding for my internship. This is a Justin Moore song off of his album Straight Out of the Country. This is We Didn't Have Much. A fun little upbeat tune for you all to enjoy. Let's rip it.
Jumping those hills, looking low. Plastic cap guns in a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Veterans, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on daddy's clothes. We don't know. All we had was us and a little bit of ass and a lot of love. We had it all and we didn't have much. 18 left it all behind. Chasing a girl, chasing her down. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt. I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard and a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bit of house and a lot of love. We had it all and we didn't have much. Had it all. Little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all and we didn't have much. I
don't know. There's something about that one where it's just kind of similar to We Miss Those Days, or I Miss Those Days by the Bleachers. Like, we didn't have much. It's just this fun little, I don't know. I forget. I'm missing the word right now. It's this fun little song that makes you think and reflect, contemplate. That's the word. Contemplate where you've been, but also where you're going. There was just something about that when I was coding all summer outside of my little sister's room on the third floor of my house, and looking out in the backyard and thinking about, like, man, this could be the rest of my life. There's just something about that to think. Anyways, we're coming down to the end. Up next, we got our last piece, which I'll talk about in a minute. But as always, I like to finish with a little cheers. Take care of yourselves this week. It's cold. It's November. Anyone that's listening that's a student knows we're in the hard mode. So just get ready for it. Up next is a song, not a song, it's a spoken word piece by a poet that I really like, and I actually got a chance to meet a couple years ago. He's a good friend of a family friend. This is a piece by Ross Gay, who wrote The Book of Delights, which was a New York Times bestseller. This is Poem to My Child, If Ever You Shall Be. It's a three-minute piece. I hope you enjoy. This is going to be the last thing you hear from me today. So as always, I like to close out all of my shows by saying this. And it's my cheers at Porter's Pub. Go to Porter's if you haven't been. Highly recommend. And my closing round, or last round cheers, as always and forever will be, here's to living forever and all those who can't. This is Poem to My Child, If Ever You Shall Be. Ross Gay.
Poem to My Child, If Ever You Shall Be. The way the universe sat waiting to become, quietly, in the nether of space and time, you too remain some cellular snuggle dangling between my legs, curled in the warm swim of my mostly quietest self. If you come to be, then who knows? I wonder, little bubble of unbudded capillaries, little one ever a swirl in my vascular galaxies, what would you think of this world that turns itself steadily into an oblivion that hurts, and hurts bad? Would you curse me, my careless caressing you into this world? Or would you rise up and mustering all your strength into that tiny throat that one day, no doubt, would grow big and strong, scream and scream and scream until you break the back of one injustice, or at least get to your knees to kiss back the life's of roadkill? I have so many questions for you, for you are closer to me than anyone has ever been. Tumbling as you are this second through my heart's every chamber, your teeny mouth singing along with the half-broke workhorse's steady boom and gasp. And since we're talking today, I should tell you, though I know you sneak a peek sometimes through your father's eyes, it's a glorious day, and there are millions of leaves collecting against the curbs, and they're the most delicate shade of gold you've ever seen. Must favor the transparent wings of the angels you're swimming with, little angel. And as to your mother, well, I don't know. But my guess is that lilac bursts from her throat, and she is both honeybee and wasp and some kind of moan to boot, and probably she dances in the morning. But who knows? You'll swim beneath that bridge if it comes. For now, let me tell you about the bush called honeysuckle. That's a sad call of weed, and how you can push your little sun-licked face into the throngs and breathe and breathe. Sweetness would be your name, and you would wonder why four of your teeth are so sharp and the tiny mountain range of your knuckles so hard. And you would throw back your head and open your mouth at the cows lowing their human songs in the field, and the pigs swimming and shit and clover, and everything on this earth, little dreamer of the new world. Holy, every raindrop and sand grain and blade of grass worthy of love and love and love. Tiny shaman, tiny blood thrust, tiny trillion cells trilling and trilling.